Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Wren Stewart. I'm so glad you're with us today. Welcome to Easy LA, or Easy Like a Sunday After Ralph. This is the fifth episode, and I can't wait to share it with you. But first, please like and subscribe. Thanks. Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Wren Stewart. I am back, and it is Easy Like a Sunday Morning After Ralph, as we are recovering from the big interview with actor, comedian, podcast host, and beloved
mentor, beloved
host of The Ralph Report, all things that we talk about. Basically, we had our idol in here, and I swear to God, I laid like five eggs during that session. There was a lot of a lot of pressure.
Like, so you know, your co-host Lindsay was bricking it as well, but we got through it. Ralph looked great, and we're moving on with the next episode of Easy LA.
And it couldn't be easier because with me in the virtual studio, of course, is Lindsay Fuller. Lindsay, who we found out has a PhD in Ralphology, but also a PhD in mental judo, we've just recently learned. So we're very proud to have her as the co-host of Easy LA. Ah, the applause go wild. So much has happened in the last week, and we're going to be covering all sorts of stuff from The Ralph Report to other pop culture things and even sports today, of course. Ooh, and we've got a special guest today who is from the Garmy, a very special woman named Jeanette Jones. So we'll be looking at that later. But I want to catch up with you too, because we don't get a chance to really catch up too much in the week. So is there anything going on that's new with you?
You know, it's just been such a fun, big week to see so many people be so supportive and lovely about the show and the Ralph interview, and people are kind of coming out of the woodwork in support of the Easy LA crew here. And like, just wanted to say thank you to everybody that said nice things. Like, so nice to hear that you liked our thing. So thanks.
Yeah, man. That's true. We did get a lot of positive feedback, and people, you know, they realize that there's problems. We realize that there's problems, but they stuck with the positive. I love that. They're very encouraging.
It's a little jank, you know, over here, but we're just having fun and
learning as we go.
Coffee and catching up.
Right. No, it was very nice. We had a lot of mentions on social media. We had a lot of support from the Ralph Report crew. So we had all sorts of people writing in. We even had a really nice kind of response from Virgil, who is a, I don't know if you people who are listening this know who Virgil is, but on the show, he's someone who.
Garmy cuts.
It's a deep Garmy cut. He is just the sweetest, most lovely man. And he's from Saudi Daisy,
Tennessee.
Tennessee. And he had some lovely things to say to you this week too. I
wrote into him asking for some dating advice, and that was weeks ago. I really needed that advice back then, because that probably would have saved me some trouble in the
those weeks. Yeah.
However, Virgil was just so nice. He was recounting the advice he gives to his own daughter, who's currently vaccinated and dating, and really hitting it hard, you know. And
that's what you do once you get vaccinated.
And really worrying about, like, what should I wear and how what I wear says about me and what's he going to think. And he was just like, I didn't raise no daughter to care about what everybody thinks so much. And I was like, that's probably what my dad would say. So
kind of along the lines of be yourself, do you. And
too blessed to be that stressed, right?
Yeah. Such a Southern thing. You got a saying for everything that just fits.
Well, we sure do down here in the South, don't you know?
I'm starting to
bless their hearts, Jen. They just don't know what to do down here. Treat a lady right.
Oh, that's my favorite. Bless his heart. It's always this kind of like.
You don't want to be heart blessed.
No, you don't want to be. That's not a good thing. Someone says, bless your heart. You're getting cut right now.
That's the Southern church lady way of saying, bless her heart. She's just dumber than a box of hair.
Exactly. Ew, by the way, box of hair.
Don't get me started.
Don't. Oh, that's gross. Okay. So, you know, today we've got some new segments that people have actually been asking for, which is cool. So we're going to get to Los Muchachos today, the novella, by popular demand. So that'll be interesting to see how that goes. We have also some phone calls and your sports talk, which...
We've got a derby going on, folks. We got a Manchester derby and the stakes are high. And by the time we get to sports talk, we should be in like the 80th minute. So
much has happened today in sports. Not today, but literally right now.
Yeah. Right now when we're filming it. So.
Wouldn't that be cool though if we had like all the like screens up and all of them are playing
People
everything all over the place?
Our stuff is live and I'm like, it could be maybe, but we don't
know. That is something I would love to do. Now, the final question a lot of people have been asking before we get to phone calls is, people want to know, is Eddie coming on the show soon? I can't confirm or deny this, but it's possible that the next show may be called Easy LA, Return of the something, Return of the Jedi, maybe?
Return of the Vice Host?
I don't know. It's possible. I don't want to raise any hopes, though. I can't, you know.
These are big personalities in entertainment, guys. They're just our little old show. I don't know if we'll get them or not. We're trying.
Basically, what we're saying is we have to trap these people. And if the trap works, like the lies are good enough. That's right.
Situation.
They just kind of stumble. That's how we got Ralph. Ralph just kind of like stumbled onto this link. We told him he had won the Publisher's Clearinghouse and he showed up very excited. Right.
I've got a lot of little marketing vanity links and tricks up my sleeve.
She does. I don't know if you guys know that, but if you get an email from her, be very, very careful about whatever link you choose.
I'm probably collecting data on you in a fair and ethical, digitally responsible way.
Of course. Right. Why not? All right. We've got our hotline now that we would love to hear from you. If you've got a drunk thought or even a lucid thought, if you've got
a drunk thought here,
we'll take them all. If you have some thoughts about maybe past experiences with dating and horror stories, we've got a section.
Take some dating horror stories. That's evergreen content, folks.
Deal breakers
all the time.
Deal breakers happen all the time. So let us know if you've got those, but yeah, keep it clean because it's a PG show, people. So anyways, and over to call
we found
for that.
It's trickier and harder to do a clean show, at least for me. So
it is
sort of like mental acrobatics and practice for.
I like the challenge.
Yeah. Stuff.
We have to be, we can allude to things, but we can't say them. So it's fun.
The callers take note.
And they know.
We've had some racy calls.
We yeah, just a few. But they've been very entertaining.
Get me laughing again.
Right. So the number to call for that is 724-2-QUEEN-J. So 724-2-QUEEN-J.
And the fun part about that is Queen J gets to surprise me, much like Ralph gets Kevin's reactions from things on Hollywood Babylon with these calls. So
I don't know
what's coming at me, guys.
I like to spring them on you because otherwise you like they could tell if like, you know, I don't know.
Sure.
Maybe not. But we're going to spring them on you anyway. So I have a lot of actual stuff today to spring on you that you haven't heard. And so it's exciting to kind of like show you everything that's going on. So first off, we have, let me kind of recap. If you didn't watch last week's episode, basically, we were talking about this idea of a novella. And people did get very excited about it. And we told people that Ralph was going to become Raul because that's a good, you know, name switch for him, the Spanish version, and then Eddie is going to be Eduardo, but someone took that all the wrong way. Let's take a listen.
Hey Jen, this is Raul in SoCal. You mentioned my name. You said Raul on the rough episode at the 53-minute mark.
Okay. Let's take in the fact that he's gone through and he's given us a time code at 53
Our
minutes.
Our Garmy is very specific, usually.
I heard you say my name at 53 minutes. I love that about that. Check this out.
I go, wow, she's calling my name. How does she know who I am? Can she see me? So far, this is the only episode I've seen so far. I'm going to go back and watch the others. So far, it's good. Thanks.
He's recounting this story and he's like, is she behind me?
He got startled. He spooked him out of the TV.
I just gotta love that. So Raul,
second screen, wherever we're coming to you at.
If you want to think that we're talking about you every time we do the novella, you just keep with that idea. We're fine with that.
Raul.
Even though it's about Ralph, that's okay. It's also about you.
And guys, I don't speak real Spanish. I speak baby Spanish and we'll see how this goes.
Me too.
If I butcher your language, please, I mean no offense.
We're learning.
I'll endeavor to do a good job.
They know we're work in progress. They're going to be nice about it, let's hope. All right. So we did. We got another caller that was really a tie into two things. One of them, I don't want to play because I am now becoming picked on for something.
What?
Well, you're going to see here in a second. Okay. The other thing is that someone had we triggered someone when we were talking about the Land of the Lost. So let's go ahead and play that caller.
Lindsay, Jen Wren, it is Dan Bauman in Atlanta. I just wanted to call and congratulate you on the show.
Thank you. It's super fun.
You guys are doing a great job. I'm glad you appreciate lightsabers on the nightstand. And I find it funny that Lindsay's still giving Jen crap about not knowing what a sonic screwdriver is. And also to tag on that show, Fleestacks scared the crap out of me as a child. One of the most traumatic things ever. And it's a terrible show.
Wow.
But this least actually got me. Keep it up.
I love it. You scared the crap out of me. You triggered a nightmare from childhood. Keep it up.
I'd never seen it, so I didn't know it was even triggering. I didn't know what to be scared. No, I was like, what's that?
See, you need to look it up now because there are these lizard creatures.
Do I? You told me. Okay.
Yeah, I think you gotta
know. I play with feral cats all day. I don't scare easily, you know?
You gotta stop doing that. You're gonna get some type of weird feline flu.
My friend Brooke said, wash your hands, you're gonna get ringworm. I'm like, all right, fine.
Or something worthless.
All of it. Like, I'm used to scrubbing my hands real good.
Rabies? Anyone? Rabies?
They're not gonna bite me.
Oh,
no.
It sounds like a wonderful beginning to a show, a horror film, that is. All right, so then we have one final caller I wanted to play for you because it was someone who left multiple, I don't know if you can guess who this would be, all sorts of stuff with all sorts of ideas.
It's a short list of who it could be.
Right, and I couldn't use all this stuff because, like I said, we run a PG show here, and we do realize around the country, people have various choices when it comes to relaxing at the end of the day. Here in my little studio, I like to have a nice drink of, you know, glass of wine or whatnot, and people around the world are now kind of getting to explore the green side of life, as it were. So this caller...
Travelers of the green.
This caller... have had a little bit of that. Let's check him out.
Hey, Queen J and my Wonder Twin. It's your boy Eric from Clearwater. Just wanted to say hi. I love you guys. Love the new show.
We love you too.
Hey, y'all.
Okay, and that one was so nice, right?
Wonder
and you can understand him. And now, I mean, Eric is just lovely. We know him through the Garmy. He's a very popular Garmy member. And
Garmy talisman.
Yes. He's just pure joy. And then they kept devolving.
What's up, ladies? I'm coming at you live with Bubble Burst.
Bubble Burst. That's a big mouth.
That's about all I can play of it.
That's a Big Mouth reference from Netflix. Whoever's not watching Big Mouth, like, that's my favorite comedy of the moment.
I've seen many of those episodes, but just live from the Bubble Man.
Bubble Bath.
And it was very Elvis, which I love. So, Eric, keep being you.
Keep being you,
Don't
Eric.
Change on the count
Puppies
of us.
Puppies and rainbows and clouds of smoke.
That's right. So if you've got some thoughts you need to get off your chest,
literally anything,
give us a call at 724.
Try not to cuss because Jen won't play it.
I'll just beep it. It's just the thing we got here over on YouTube. We run a
different rules.
We run a different kind of ship not by choice, but by necessity. All right.
Can we say words like nip slip, like recalling iconic moments in FCC history?
I'm going to check. Yes, that's on the list of approved words. So we're good with
that. Got it. Cool.
All right. So again, that number is 7242 Queen J. If you want to give us a call, also reach out to us by any of our socials.
And UK Garmy, there's some complications with Skype and stuff. So you may just have to DM me on the Insta at Lindsay from Arkansas and we'll figure out a way to get your voicemail played.
If you're from the UK, we have,
a lot of UK.
We have a lot of UK.
UK.
And some Australia and some Europe, which is crazy.
So fun.
But Do reach out to us if you're one of those people out of country that need help with it, because Skype apparently, which was supposed to be the workaround, is not working right now. So, oh, technology.
That's okay. Oh, we'll find a way around.
We will get you. All right. So, all right, off into another world we like to call deal breakers, which, by the way, needs a theme, and I don't have one. So
that's all right. It's in the pipe. It's in the
pipeline. I've been a little busy doing this thing called Easy LA Talk Show. I don't know if you heard of it. It's on KTLA Sundays, mornings. I don't know.
Pretty cool.
Maybe not. I don't know. That's what we want.
Deal breakers is a brilliant thing. I've been bringing it up in conversation just in life, and people have really responded it with their own stories. I don't have a fresh story for this week, but I had a fresh pick.
You did. Okay. So today's picture comes to us via Carola.
The lovely Carola, who often cosplays as Harley Quinn in the Garmy.
She
is lovely. Like Scarola on Insta, but I don't know where her little underscore is. So
yes. And okay, so the idea of this on what's on your nightstand is to kind of examine when someone gets taken into the intimate world that is
the inner bedroom,
the inner sanctum, what will they find there? And will they be scared away? So we're going to check out what she has. We're going to analyze it.
I would be like super jazzed if I saw this pile. If
we're going to see
crazy
awesomeness. Then Carolyn, you might need to hop and skip off into the sunset together.
We may be like holiday flat swapping soon. We don't know. We've got plans.
Okay. So let's take a look. Yeah, it's like the holiday. I love that.
We've got a Ralph Report notepad. That must mean she's a 4-star, right? Isn't that what you get when you get the fat loot box?
And I wanna look into that in a second because I wanna creep in on her notes. I wanna look up close. I'm saving this.
I didn't do that yet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We gotta analyze this.
We gotta really
stuff.
Digest this.
We're gonna diagram it.
We got a Cafe du Monde can, which is classic New Orleans coffee with chicory.
Yeah, you gotta get that chicory in there.
Yes, and you want to, I don't normally add anything to my coffee, but I will add a little milk for a cafe au lait to that coffee.
That is a good coffee. I like it a lot.
Post-its, she's like me. She puts notes everywhere. Drunk Lindsay leaves notes for sober Lindsay a lot.
You're looking at that. I'm looking at the happiness project. So she's about being better person and
proactively bettering herself.
So that's a good thing. So you can't run away from that. That's like, I'm all for that. I think this is some type of, this is some type of antique find here in the back.
Oh, I love that.
She's interesting.
Yeah. And you could make that into a new cool thing.
She would not be a boring.
She's very crafty.
Hangout. Not by any stretch.
All the colors say a vibrant personality too. Dark side.
Dark side.
Oh, shit. Ooh, can't say that you're going
to believe it. Oh, you. I'm going to have so much fun in post today.
You fiend.
No, I need that. Can we use it? We have to ask Ralph. I want you fiend because
I think
he
set it up that you can download it the MP3. So just go pull it off the Patreon.
But if we use it on our show, isn't that kind of really?
It's really borrowing.
That might be crossing the line. We better run that by the people who know. I don't know who that is, but those people. All right. If only I could read this. I don't know if this says PCP, but if it does, stay away from that stuff. Just kidding. It says PCP.
There could be all kinds of codes and acronyms.
It could be. Okay. This is a picture of Eddie Pence on a snuff box.
Stop it. No. That's amazing.
No, but I don't know who it is, but it kind of looks like Eddie Pence.
It's amazing.
When it's pixelated.
That looks like a Norwegian pattern of like a hand cream.
I'm thinking balm.
Like a Neutrogena hand balm.
But... I'm dying to know. Okay. Ralph
Someone's
report.
Keeping really diligent notes about what they're up
9:30 a.m. meditate. These are all good things. This would not be a deal breaker, right?
No, this is showing that someone's doing all the good self-care.
So I'm looking through these now. What's
poop? Yes.
Whoa, she schedules her.
We got poop on the board. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That's my girl Carola there.
Someone who schedules.
Girls don't poop. We fucking slotted in. Whoops, I cussed again. You're going to have to drop it.
Carol at home's probably thinking, I don't recall writing that there.
Remember?
It looks real enough. For those of you at home, it may or may not have come with that. But I can respect anyone who schedules their life. Maybe not for their bathroom visits, but you know, you do you.
You trick me.
Is what they say. But if you drink enough chicory, you're gonna need
Eric
to use a little.
Sato, I would need to deep dive into that. I would love to know what all access is flipped upside down. I could
escort
really
privileges.
Further diagram this, but we only have an hour.
I think we got to move on, but I think that this is overwhelmingly
dense material here on this nightstand.
Carola, we're giving you a thumbs up. All goes ahead. Goes ahead.
Très bien.
Très bien. Oh,
keep going, girl. You're doing great.
You are doing great. All right. I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing that screen there. Back to our big noggins. All right. So seriously, if you do have a deal breaker, send it in to us. We won't be too mean. We won't write things like poop on there too often. Possibly. All right. So we have all.
Like a 13-year-old boy.
You just now realized that.
I did.
I wrote a song about farts. Have you not paid attention?
I must have missed that one.
Patty O'Lantern is basically an ode to a young boy who figures out that his gift is farting.
I was okay. Just too captured by the melodies and the hooks to really deep dive into the lyrics.
Okay. That's a nice excuse. I like that. All right. We've got one thing to look at here before we go on to our favorite. We've been all looking forward to the novella and I'm dying to get there, but we've got one last thing before we get there. And that is actually, I've got to share this screen with you too. So excuse me while I whip this out.
We can say poop on this channel. We can't say favorite words, but we can say poop, which is up there in the top 10. Like, I'll take that word.
All right. It's time for this week's pop altar. All right. This week's pop altar is brought to you by Maggie Saar.
Maggie.
Don't turn around. Oh.
Shout out Maggie and her husband just celebrated their 15th year wedding anniversary last night.
Yes. That is awesome. Yay, so congratulations. Love. Go love, go. That is a long lasting relationship.
Funko baby.
And let's appreciate the fact that her hubby has allowed her to collect.
This seems like a good egg. That
this is one picture. One picture out of four other ones that were all around the room. So she has got a massive collection.
Look at BB-8 up there.
Okay. Well, this is what gets interesting. She had so many. She's like, well, what do I do? I'm like, tell you what. I want you to assemble five of your Funkos that have a theme, and we have to guess what the theme is. So this is another game for us. So you and I are going to work through this, through the clues. Here,
truly wonderful.
Isn't this going to be fun? Yeah. Get ready. Get your brain ready here. Okay. We've got five Funkos here. Okay. What we see featured is Master Chief, Scoops Ahoy Steve.
I think down that's to the one side. I know.
Scorpio Freddy, which is the one with the little king hat. We've got Belle and Agent Phil Coulson.
I only know two of the five.
Okay. I started to think about this and I have not cheated. I have not looked at the answer. She put the answer in a separate email. So I'm going to reveal that once we guess. But here's my thoughts. And I'm between you and me and our brains, both half working. I think we can do
brain
this.
Brain plan.
Brains. All right.
Big
so,
brain energy.
Here's what I was thinking. Scorpio. First thing I thought is, hey, I know someone who's a Scorpio.
I like to use my context clues about the people. I know Maggie is
into
crystals and things like that.
Oh, okay. So maybe I'm off track. Well, tell me if this makes sense. So Belle, we all know that there's
a as old as time. That'll make Ralph cry.
Exactly. Wait. So we've got the Scorpion person. Scorpio. So Ralph is a Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio. I just Ralph's know because his birthday is right by me. We're both Scorpios. Not that I don't follow that kind of thing, but I know it.
I do.
And then Belle, he cries.
Mm-hmm.
Belle. And then
barely
the character,
even
Phil Ben's Coulson.
Buddy Ben's unexpectedly.
Oh.
That's going to make him cry.
As old as time. All right. But Phil Coulson, I had to look this up.
Agent Phil Coulson.
Yes.
What's
he
from?
He was born in 1964.
Oh, is that a Batman reference or something? No.
No, but that's the same year that Ralph was born. Oh. I don't know how I figured this out, but I started with Scorpio. But here's the thing. So I'm thinking this is Ralph.
Hang on. Scoops Ahoy Steve plays into it. He had Stranger Things.
Is that Steve Ashton?
No, maybe. But like it's a Stranger Things reference.
Right. And I love Scoops Ahoy
Steve. And I don't know who the guy at the top is. What's he again?
It's a Halo dude.
Okay. Video games. That might be Eddie or
and
like.
Eddie is like. So I'm thinking this is Eddie and Steve and Ralph.
And
I think.
And who else?
Well, I think maybe it's just all Ralph. I don't know. What do you?
Well, is it time to reveal the answer?
I think it's time to reveal. Yeah, because then people.
I think you've gone as far as I'm willing to go on this logic train.
And I think everyone at home probably has the answer faster than this. Here we go. Maybe. I'm checking it right now. It says, okay, so all the way down there. Oh, I've got to go way down in the email. She really hit it. Oh my gosh, we were so wrong. It says, it's my family's story in honor of our 15th year anniversary on the 6th of March. You were right. And how funny is this? Because how are we supposed to know that this is her theme?
But I knew it was her 15th year anniversary. So points, I'm giving ourselves a half. We get points for showing our work.
You get the points. You like a math were onto problem. This. Yes. I was going and see, I think I went conspiracy theory and you were on the right track. Mm. So here's what it is. Let's see what she said about here. So my husband, Steve, and I met because of Halo 2, so Master Chief looms large in our lives. Steve is represented as a Scoops Ahoy Steve Pop. I'm the Scorpio one because her birthday is in October as well. Then came our daughter, Natalie, who chose the Bell Pop, a bright and goofy little princess goon. And lastly, Jack, whose middle name is Coulson, which he hates, despite the fact he was named for the amazingly badass Agent Coulson.
Again. So, if thank I didn't you. Already demonstrate my PhD in Ralphology, I think we've really kind of, you know, demonstrated the Garmy's collective.
Yes, you know,
weird world your, of Ralph.
Your knowledge base about
it's deep and vast.
Garmy is deep that. And vast. There's
it sure breadth. Is.
Breadth. That's hard to say.
Breadth.
Breadth.
The breadth and width of my Garmy knowledge is expansive.
Mm. Yes, we're gonna stop right there. All right, kiddos. So I know you have been waiting for the big event, and that is the release of our first installation of Los Muchachos de las Bocas Fuegas. Last week on Los Muchachos, Ralph, Raul, and Eddie, Eduardo, fought passionately about floor tiles. This week, Raul mistakenly tells his audience, "Hi, everybody." Eddie did not take this obvious attack sitting down. Raul removed his cowboy hat and laid it gingerly at the desk, revealing his long locks of dark copper hair. Eduardo, who had overstuffed his graphic tee with bulging muscles, spilled his chicken nugget sauce on his shirt, forcing him to remove it. As if in slow motion, he peeled it off, revealing sculpted abs and a tattoo of Han Solo. This had put Eduardo at edge and Raul very close to the danger zone. This is the passion of Los Muchachos. ¿De qué te ríes?
Esa es mi frase. ¿Dónde está mi línea?
Eso lo he dado a todo el mundo.
Esa es mi frase.
¿Solo saludando?
Esa es mi frase.
¿Dices, no dices, hola, everybody?
Yo digo, hey, everybody. Todavía es de Cersa.
Ah, es diferente.
Muy bien, entonces. Te amo, en serio, chao.
Ah, ¿qué va a ser? ¿Qué va a ser?
Te amo, en serio, chao.
Vas a hacer la palabra a todo el mundo. Vas a poner ese sello a todo el mundo.
Don Mario Alutio. Te amo. En serio? Ciao.
Ay. Ay, Eduardo.
Raul. Te amo.
Te amo. Te amo mucho. are back. I hope you enjoyed that. I know we had a ton of fun. And so let us know, though. Did it work? Did we butcher the whole Spanish language? All these things and more will be answered next time on Los Muchachos. Today, we have a very special guest with us. We have Jeanette Jones, who is actually a Garmy member. And let me tell you this. She has become the president of the California Parents of Blind Children. She's highly active in the blind community. She also has a son who is blind, as well as a sighted daughter. And she's not only just running a family and doing all of this help on the side, but she is now the proud owner and host of a show called I Didn't See That Coming on YouTube. So please welcome Jeanette Jones.
Hey.
So nice to have
you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I am blown away by all the things that you do. And we were kind of introduced through the Garmy. Again, the Garmy is the name for the people who watch the Ralph Report. And so we
watch, listen,
other.
Consume.
Sorry. Yes. Of.
Ralph Garman, our leader, is, you know, our, you know, we're generals in the Garmy is kind of why that's a hashtag and why we've kind of rallied around that. But we're so pleased to have so many people in the Garmy like Jeanette that have so many awesome causes that they're representing.
Yeah. And this is one I felt really needed to get brought in under the spotlight, because I think what you're doing is amazing and it's something that we take for granted so often. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that. But first off, I would love for you to explain how you came up with this idea of the show, because from a sighted person's perspective, it seems like, oh my gosh, to be in a visual medium, how do you overcome some of those technology problems that you would have?
Well, at first I wanted to do a show with Chad and we were going to call it Blindsided, and we were going to talk about things from the blind and the sighted perspective. And his schedule is just very, very full. And I thought, you know, I really, really like to talk. I'm an extreme extrovert and I had things that I really wanted to say. And I just had to figure out a way to do it myself and not have him be the one doing all the hard behind the scenes stuff in order for me to have my face out there. So I just buckled down and I did some research and I talked to a bunch of friends that I know in the community and learned some accessibility tricks, and I just started doing it. And it's not been easy. I mean, it's only been about 2 months now, and you can already see the growth from the beginning of the show until now, but I still screw it up every time I go live, or sometimes I was thinking,
wow, we have those same issues constantly.
It's hard, but I use an accessible program called StreamYard, and I work on my timing. It's a little harder too because I go live most of the time. I do some pre-recorded stuff, but most of the time I'm live, and the mistakes show up so much more when you're live.
Yeah, and that's like really, you got some moxie. Yeah. Say. Because to go live with it, it's all there for everyone to see. We hide behind editing.
Well, right? That's the thing too, though. It's about not being perfect, but just really wanting to get a message out there, because I feel like if we polish ourselves and we edit the shit out of everything, sorry about me cussing.
No, I do it all the time.
It's not really who we are, and it shows the rest of the world that maybe they aren't going to be able to do it because they themselves can't be polished and edited and perfect. So I just let it all hang out. And if it doesn't go perfectly, it doesn't go perfectly. And I think that just shows the humanity of the whole thing.
I love that. Everyone you have on there, as well as you, are so authentic and bring such a beautiful perspective to everything. Because it's not a voice we get to hear enough. And so that's why I thought it was really important to shine that light on you and your show, to encourage people to watch it on YouTube. It's called I Didn't See That Coming. And I have been fortunate to watch, I think, all of your beginning episodes. And it just is, yeah, it's raw and it's live, but also we're with you very immediately. You know, we're with you in the moment. And I think that it is the most inspirational to me how you have taken it all upon yourself. It wasn't a, I need everyone to do something. You didn't make excuses. You just went for it. I mean, I remember when you were talking about doing it, you, like that very Sunday, you were in record.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. it's still really scary. But the thing that's really important to me is part of it is about being a parent and showing my son Connor, when he grows up, that he can do anything and everything he sets his mind to. So I also want to show people out there that we talk a lot about education and accessibility, and to show people they can go get a master's degree if they want to. They can become what they want to be. They can do it with kids. Or a lot of parents that are blind have been told by so many people, including society, I am one of them, that it's not possible to do a really good job at it. And in fact, maybe it's a hindrance, or maybe we shouldn't think about having kids or families because we're not going to be capable of doing it. And I just really want to show people that is so, so not true at all.
Well, and I hate to use a pun, but that's very myopic. I mean, that is so short-sighted, because I mean, you are a parent, I'm a parent, knowing that the most important thing is being a caring, loving, engaged parent. None of those things have to do with sight.
Right.
Well, and I'd love for you to speak a little more about, I know it's a lot of initiatives around our city to make things a little more accessible to all, not just to able-bodied people. So even dropping things down that we put in print advertising down to the like third grade reading level, because we know some words aren't always accessible to everyone. And it's really being thoughtful about that cross genre, if you will. Like, there's a lot of different challenges. And I think the more we can use tools like this, what was that program again that you said that made it so easy to use?
StreamYard?
Yeah. So how can you talk about how you as a visually impaired person uses this tool to connect all your tech?
So basically, I use a screen reader. I have no real usable vision at all. So there are programs that you install on your computer, and they will read everything that's on the screen. And so basically, you just have to have a program that's properly labeled. And if anybody knows anything about coding and website design, like you, when you look at a website or you look at something, you see a picture, but there's a code behind that picture that makes that picture be there and hold its space. Well, in that coding, it can be written in such a way that when a blind screen reader or a blind person using a screen reader happens to land on it, it says what that thing itself is, or it, you know, it labels everything correctly. And that's what screen readers do for blind people. And there are not a lot of programs that are accessible because a lot of people don't put the thought into the coding when they're creating it to make sure that things are properly labeled for screen readers. And it's not just blind people that use them, but screen readers are used by people that have dyslexia and that have comprehension issues, or, you know, there's a multitude of reasons why people would use them. And making sure that those things are accessible is what allows us to be able to do that.
It's sort of like diversity in code, right? Like, you need to be able to make the programs all talk to everybody in a way that works for everybody.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, because what's
hard to get meta and weird, guys.
Well, no, but really what's on the internet is what hooks us up into instant knowledge, you know, and communication. And we need to make sure everyone is on the same playing field when it comes to communication and knowledge. And
or we should strive to, anyway.
Of course.
And you work for Zoo, you said, right?
No, it's just I work for an advertising agency, and one of the clients is a zoo, and we are doing a lot in the way that signage and representation work to really make it to all reading levels, and so that everybody can kind of clearly understand how to move about a place in a pandemic, you know, like in a logical way of flow. Like, there's just a lot of complexity you don't think of when you're bringing things down to the most accessible level. And I'm really privileged to be able to kind of shine a light on the accessibility challenges that people are having.
Well, the other really big thing that's happened a lot with with the pandemic is distance learning, and a lot of zoos and different organizations have put their stuff virtually on the internet so that students can have like virtual field trips, and they can go to the places that they can't physically be there. And one of the biggest things that I have been seeing be done lately that's really, really great is for everything that's on the screen to be spoken out loud by somebody.
I think that's
a huge part of accessibility. Oh my gosh, what's the word for it? I'm asking him because we watch YouTube all the time.
Audio description.
We should probably say who you're gesturing to.
It was not in my brain.
For those of you who are at home, Jeanette has
off screen
a very special person off screen who's helping.
He's right there.
Yeah, I'm off
my
screen.
Shout out to Chad.
Hi, Chad.
The also,
animal in all the land.
I suspect Chad helps with a lot of visual components of things sometimes.
Well,
I do the like logo design and that sort of stuff.
I love that.
That, but just about everything on there, she's done herself because she wanted to.
Yeah.
She wanted to be able to make sure that she could tell people she does this podcast or whatever shows that she's working on herself. Even though I have the background in being able to do it, I personally wouldn't use StreamYard because I'm familiar with OBS and other programs and that sort of thing, but StreamYard's accessible. Mm-hmm. So it works great for her. And I love the fact she's been able to just do it all on her own and figure it all out and very, very little input. So
she's super inspirational. I mean, she just, there's no excuses there.
Blown away.
But I don't want to, I know a lot of people are going to be asking this question. And before we move on, I just want to ask it real quick because when we're talking about accessibility and maybe going to a virtual visit to a museum or a zoo, people want to know what is that like from a non-sighted, because they're thinking, well, wait, how do they access the same material if it is visual on a screen? So could you kind of explain what it would look like to be virtually at a zoo?
If there was no audio description, it would be not accessible at all.
Okay. So there's the most important takeaway there is that that is something that coders have to think about when designing websites for things, is that there needs to be an interactive quality that helps to describe.
Yep. If you go to a movie, any movie theater has audio description, and you guys should try it. Even
I have tried that.
I want to try that.
I love it.
It makes the experience 10 times better, even for a sighted person, because the description is also very authentic and real.
We have a lot of movie fans in our viewership.
I'm a huge movie fan.
Yeah.
And, audio description just makes the movie watching experience phenomenal. And they do that now with a lot of these virtual tours of museums, is there is an audio described aspect to it, telling the students what it is they're seeing on the screen.
And that's actually a very nice segue into my next question. And that's because a lot of times in the sighted world, we focus on beauty as being something as a visual thing. Mm-hmm. And that is really just one of our senses. And there are so many other ways to experience beauty. We want to know from your perspective some of the things that you do to find beauty or things that you find beautiful. Kind of open up our eyes to that perspective.
Well, there are a lot of things. There are sounds and taste and what you hear in your environment. And I do have some light perception, and I'm able to see some colors and stuff. So I'm able to see beauty a little bit more than someone that's completely blind. But I think that when you don't have your sight, you use your other senses, and tactile especially. One of the things that's amazing for blind students, and it's great in the art world too, is that they're starting to make tactile drawings and tactile graphics and tactile art projects where kids are, for example, a really easy tactile art project you can do with someone that's not sighted and someone who's sighted is put a sheet of sandpaper on a clipboard and then put paper over the top and then give them some crayons and ask them to scribble and color on it. And the sandpaper on the back will actually push the crayon up to where they can feel whatever they've drawn with their hands. So you could basically blindfold a whole room full of students and say, you guys are all going to do this together. create something and then feel it with your fingers.
Oh my gosh, that's great. It's like a roadmap for where you've been. I never
for the parents out there that are bored at home in quarantine, like new fun project, go to the hardware store and get some sandpaper.
Right, right. But what a fun game too. Even if you were a sighted parent, a sighted kid, you could play that game and like draw something and feel it. What do you feel?
Beautiful.
Yeah, it is fun. I had a lot of fun with it with Connor. And scratch art is another way. Okay. I know that I was able to see things as long as they were really high contrast. So when I was younger, I did a lot of scratch art where, and I do it with my son as well, because it's black until you scratch it off. And then whatever you scratch off is highly contrasted to that black. So it's another way for people to experience art. And scent, oh my gosh, I can't tell you how much I love scented markers when I was a kid.
Any favorite flavor?
I can't tell you how much paste.
I loved them too. Okay.
I used to seriously.
The taste of paint. I like the smell of markers. I like.
Hopefully not Sharpies though, because those smell really gross. No, I don't know. No. Yeah.
Fine.
Sorry, Sharpie.
Shout out Sharpie. No, I like those the smell, Jen.
Scented markers for every color had a different scent. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
We had this. Did you like scratch and sniff stickers and stuff like that? Yeah.
I did. And actually, when I was working, I had a 17-year career. I was a human resources director for a nonprofit agency in my area. And one of the things that I wanted to do was show my best face, because I did a lot of community stuff with employers. And I wanted that face they saw to look nice, even though maybe I couldn't see it. So I watched, I can't tell you how many YouTube videos about how to apply makeup. I'm not wearing makeup now. I'm not working. I'm not going to do it. But
well, you look beautiful.
How to apply like a full face foundation.
I love that.
Eyeshadow, mascara, eyeliner, all of it. And I would have to ask him before I'd walk out of the house, okay, I can't see any of this. You just got to
check me, boo.
Yeah.
You're like, have to check me.
I look like Tammy Faye Baker today.
Did I miss a lot? I need that in life anyway, like as a sighted person sometimes. My makeup goes awry.
You need the Tammy Faye Baker check too, out the door?
Sometimes, you know, like you just want somebody to make sure you're looking your best.
Yeah. And just because we can't see it doesn't mean that we don't absolutely want to put that best part of ourselves out there.
Absolutely. Now,
that's so beautiful, Jeanette.
The other thing that I know that you're a big fan of is music. And I don't know if people, I don't know about you, but I have totally got immersed in music before. I just close my eyes and I feel the music for its intense emotional capacity. I mean, it can make you cry. What are some of your favorite types of music?
Oh my gosh. I have the most eclectic musical taste. I like everything from, oh my gosh, Black Eyed Peas, 80s. I love big hair bands.
Big
I
energy.
Love power ballads. I love.
Were you a Durani? Shout out to a callback episode. Are you a Duran nice. Gal?
No, not real. I mean, it's okay. Not you two either.
Oh, hey, that's okay. It's okay.
All right.
No, but I love all of it. I also like one of my favorite songs is Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson.
Oh, wow.
That's on my cardio playlist.
Everything. Country.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. So you're a pop kid. Well, no, I don't call that pop. Alternative rock.
Genre.
Yeah, true. True that. Yeah. All right.
You sound like a rock star, Jeanette.
I love rock. Yeah. I love rock music.
Mm-hmm. So we want to enlist you to help us with something that we do as a segment every episode, and that is called Doodle Duel. And what we thought would be fun, Lindsay and I have never dueled before.
No, because I'm bad at drawing and speaking Spanish. So we're just highlighting all my bad stuff today.
We have to do it in Braille. Oh, this is going to be very interesting. You're going to throw us some type of like curveball.
They Braille, people use Braille to make tactile art also. They actually.
I love that.
Oh man, we're going to have to really up our game here, Lindsay, in a second. I'm scared.
Know, right?
I'm scared. Okay. All right, so here we go. She's agreed, so we're going to go ahead and play the song. that starts the whole thing off. Here we go.
Mono, mono, head to head, we'll draw until one of us is dead. Don't be afraid, just do your best. It's a doodle duel, not calculus.
I have no idea how many times Lindsay just calls and sings me that song.
I do it a lot.
Seriously, that happens a lot. Not calculus.
Calculus.
All right. So, Miss Jeanette, what do you have in store for us? You know, we've got 60 seconds to draw off of, well, once we say go.
Okay.
But first, we get to see what you have.
This is the start of what was my favorite thing to draw as a child.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yes. Now, are we allowed to change the direction of this, or does it need to be exactly the same direction? I need to know that.
You can change the direction if you
want. Did I do okay, guys? How's my little start?
That looks good.
Okay. And then this.
That'll be our judge here.
Is this approved?
Oh, this is. I can't see that. Oh, Jeanette, that's an old and ancient symbol, you know.
Oh, is this a rune? You.
Witchy like. Yes, it is.
Yep. We got some witchy women around here. Okay. Here we go. All right. So chat's going to help us out with the clock. We've got 60 seconds. Do you want to begin it now?
And we will begin now.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh. I should have had an idea. Yeah.
Like a little Jeopardy music. I am bad at drawing things, guys. This is not gonna end well for me. It's gonna be a lot better for Jen.
30 seconds.
I don't have any more to draw. I could have done 5 on this one, guys. There's no real way I can polish this turd.
It's okay. Mine's not good. I was like, yes.
So then, I'm just gonna finish my work early.
It went bad.
And have myself a sip of something that may or may not contain something stronger.
Oh no, there's scribbling going on.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And hands up.
Doodle time.
Oh gosh.
All right. Show us your doodle.
I love it.
Do you like
it? It's beautiful. Like, I could see that in color.
Look, Jeanette, I was taking notes on stuff for the zoo the other day when you were talking. But yeah, that's my little doodle.
Okay, I'm going to explain this to the non-sighted. Right, hold it up again, Lindsay.
Okay, hang on.
So
this should be a competition of the how well you explained.
Oh, okay.
Oh, who wants to explain who then?
So I took the swirl to start, and I drew a little dot and a smiley face in the center of the swirl to make it like a little person. And I drew some legs off of him with some little boots, and I drew like a flaming cape off of him. Ooh. And the spiral kind of spirals out and then down with a opposing, contrasting, similar spiral as his little like tentacly arm.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask you.
So cute. It sounds very cute.
Was that an accessible job of explaining it?
That is a very good description.
Thank you. I pride myself on being good at describing things.
I'm impressed with the wings. They look very delicate and beautiful and flowy.
Okay, let's see yours.
Transparent. I feel like,
let's see it. But you are following like the Fibonacci snail sequence pattern.
Dang, you
if
caught
that
it.
That makes sense, right? If that's a shape reference that you know.
It's a golden ratio, right?
Yes.
You got Fibonacci. Wow. This is a very
deep
lofty
nerd
morning.
Cuts.
Right, deep nerds. Okay.
Wow.
So I'm going to have to explain. Hopefully I do as good of a job as you. But basically, I took that spiral and created a snail shell. And so it has these concentric curved lines that keep going smaller and smaller till it gets to the very center of the spiral. And then there's a little snuggy body sticking out of it. It's got a foot because snails have feet. It's a big, long, gross, I don't know what you call it, but
there are
gooey.
Words.
It's a gooey foot.
But and I'm
then,
not putting the show on hold.
He look, yeah, please hold. he's got tentacles and a hat that's on backwards because he's got lots of personality.
So and tentacles are trending, everybody.
Tentacles.
And he's very got, Lovecraftian show here.
He looks kind of, I don't know. He's got a chip on his shoulder. That's his mood.
All right, Chad, what do you think?
Well, I mean, you did the description, so she could actually judge
it. Oh, that's true. She could be the judge.
As much as I have to say, I love the snail because that was my favorite thing to draw as a child. I do think the other one probably would be the winner.
Oh, Lindsay, you won.
Aww.
Yeah, technical aspect would have gone to Jen, but the fairy was awesome.
The fairy was awesome. Yeah. Very creative.
Creativity.
Hats off to you. Guys, that's where my mind was at today.
Aww, that
sometimes
was really
you just
fun.
Have to think, or you can't even think on these segments that Jen puts me through, like acrobatics. Like, I feel like I'm doing mental stretching with this one.
Like, right. On a Sunday morning.
Creative exercise.
Just for giggles.
Shake off the hangover, folks.
That's right.
Burn it out.
Yeah. Well, we're going to put you through another trial by fire. Guess what it is? Yeah. Are you ready for it?
Hang on. I got to check scores.
Oh,
full time. Got it.
Okay. Well, here we go. Here's our next segment. Stick around because we've got sports.
It's time for sports talk. It's Lindsay Sports Talk. It's so fun because we waited up a week. It's time for sports talk. It's Lindsay Sports Talk. What kind of sports crap will Lindsay speak? It's time for sports talk. It's Lindsay Sports Talk. Reporting the latest agony of defeat. So grab your curling broom. Head for the locker room. It's time for Easy LA Sports.
Right, like so much hashtag Army content, we kind of crowdsource the news when we're, you know, running a little late to the game. And I want to shout out Graham and Faye from Winnipeg, Saskatchewan. Let me get all these Canadian words right. Their team, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, beat the Toronto Maple Leafs, which was quite a win for like the little ragtag, you know, Winnipegians or however they refer to themselves. Like kind of a big like rivalry up in Canada. Like this is some deep cuts Canadians, like CHL hockey. So like I even had trouble finding all the scores and the internet wasn't even like fully up to date on this win yet, Graham and Faye. But I know they're probably hurting in Toronto or however the Canadians say it. My Canadian accent needs work. But I do know that Graham referred to them as the Melon Heads, which is classic, like, you know, deep cuts rivalry. Like you got to have a, you know, a name for what the other person isn't. Like this is some deep rivalry cuts, Jen. You
so
know,
are we saying they have big heads or that they just bust open when you hit them?
I don't know. It's Canadian AF and I'm not sure what
they're
we're
so polite with. That it's like, oh, you Melon Head A.
Right. Even like- their crap talk is like... not that mean. So,
oh, you melonhead.
We're going to have to gently transition back to a country, though, where the crap talk and football is life, and that is the island of Britain and the UK. And Ian, who was on one of our Zoom sessions, Ian Strang from Newcastle, shout out Ian, who makes good butter and good cookies, has an excellent standard poodle.
Wait, butter? I'm sorry. Is he also from the 1800s? What's going on?
Yeah, he is. Okay. And he's delightful. But they have a local team. His local team is Carlisle United. This is super deep cuts too. And apparently they took a crushing, agonizing defeat in their local derby head-to-head match this weekend. So Ian is drinking sad pints today. Let's cheer him up. But the real news, which was happening while we've been filming, which I couldn't watch, you're welcome, Jen. Normally I'd be drinking pints and yelling at the TV screen while soccer is being played for the Americans.
But you're with me.
I'm with you. But we had a Manchester derby today. If those of you who don't know the word derby, that's when you have two like hometown teams that are battling each other, like high stakes, high glory, like high agony games. So Manchester City and Manchester United are two very old established clubs. And I happen to hate Manchester City. And so does a lot of people in the soccer world. So do, because they have some like, they're kind of like the New England Patriots of the English Premier League, if that makes sense. Like they're a good one to hate if you need one to hate. But they're also stacked with great players from around the world. So it's hard to hate them too hard. But they just lost 2-0 to Manchester United. RIP.
I have a dumb question. Sorry. But which one, when people talk about man, they just call it man for short. Which one are they referring to?
City is usually city or it's okay. Manyu. It's usually city or Manyu. If Manu. I'm correct, okay. I'm sure if I'm incorrect and my accent's terrible, the UK kids will let me know. But we usually refer to it as city.
Okay.
And Manyu.
All right. Thank you.
And city lost today. And that's a good day in my book. There were probably surrender cobras over there. And I'll pronounce the Arab airline that is their sponsor wrong. Stadium, Etihad or whatever. I'm happy to see this. So Man U fans, Steve hates a Man U game, but Steve probably won't care either way. I didn't check in on Liverpool. Sorry, Steve. However, one final sports story of the week. Jen's favorite UFC fighter, Amanda Nunes. Did I say that name correctly, Jen?
It's a whole thing with UFC. Thing. They give you a whole new pronunciation for your name. It's actually Nunes, but they've decided to call her Nunes.
Okay.
And if you were doing it in Spanish, it would be Nunez, but she's not. She's Brazilian. Anyways, long story.
She is such a prolific, like, female UFC fighter that they're almost having to consider changing who she can fight because she's winning all the time.
It's
all
crazy.
She does is win.
Yeah, seriously, she's champ, and she's won in two different divisions. She is insane. They don't even know who to throw at her because no one will win. No one can last more than a couple of minutes. Like it's last night. Someone sent a meme that was the funniest one I saw, which was like the velociraptors and, you know, like someone's just like lowering down this, you know, Megan Anderson into the pit basically. She's insane. I don't think she can be beat, but Dana White was actually, quoted as saying something to the fact that like she's throwing down men like in her fight camp that, maybe it's time to like see how she does up against the men, because she seriously, there's no one. I'm kind of like at the point where who do you put against her until they can find someone who can actually last in the ring with her? I'm kind of like, why? Like I need that Rocky back and forth, you know, like,
but then you've got like her on the sidelines with a basically a newborn at home. Like, hey, yeah.
Well, that was the question is like, is she going to get softened by motherhood? But the way she explained it was kind of cool. Just like,
which is a question nobody ever asks a male athlete, right?
Right. Well, it was interesting to see that she actually steered most of the interviews towards motherhood. So it was interesting. She was like, well, I'm just interested in getting back, you know, with my daughter and hanging out. And she's like, she was very obsessed with like, as any mother or father would be at the mm-hmm. beginning, like, oh, well, you know, she was awake for the whole fight. She's here for every fight. She goes to the trainings with me. And it was just really cool to see someone so involved in parenthood, and it didn't soften her at all. She has a wife, Nina, who is caring for the baby while, you know, she's training. Obviously she's not like the kids in the corner while they're sparring.
Yeah, there's a whole team around.
The whole team. Yeah, there's a whole camp involved with raising that kid, which is awesome. But it was cool to see it presented so naturally and so without commentary. Like she just had her baby with her. It was a very natural thing, and she wasn't afraid to bring in parenthood to it. And it was very cool to see that she's still got an amazing attitude. She's very confident because she can be. She can beat anyone. But I guess the big question in my mind after last night was, where do we go from here? Is there anyone worth putting up against her? I know there's been some names thrown out there, and I just feel like, why? This is only going to last a minute or two anyway.
Well, if we've got any UFC, you know, viewers out there, like, let's get the combo started. Like, let's talk about it.
Get that going.
Let's tell them where we can talk about it, Jen.
Well, I'm telling you, you've got lots of places to go. We've got our YouTube channel, which you should be on right now. Otherwise, that would be very strange.
Unless I sent you a link and forced myself upon you.
Oh. Sorry, my mind went elsewhere. We've got our social media. I'm at Jen Ren Stewart. And Lindsay from Arkansas. And oh my gosh, did I just say Arkansas? Straw
bless
weight?
Your heart?
Bless my little. Oh,
bless your
didn't.
Heart.
I know heart what that lessons. Means. It's code for I'm pitiful this morning. But, anyways, Lindsay from Arkansas on the Insta. Let us know if you're interested
Where's
in such a thing.
Where's Jeanette? Where can we follow Jeanette?
You can find me on my YouTube channel at I Didn't See That Coming. I'm Yay! Also on Twitter, same name, and Facebook.
And
Yay!
Oh, and Clubhouse.
That's a perfect place for you, quite frankly. You're going to do so well there.
Absolutely. Well, Jeanette, we were really blown away by the work that you're doing and really want to wish you the best of luck with that. I want all of our listeners to check you out over there on I Didn't See That Coming. I think it's wonderful what you're doing, and you're so inspirational to both of us. Keep it going. Keep going. We're so proud of you. Proud to know you. We are
elevated by having you here. Thank you so much.
We are. Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. I think that Garmy is amazing, and you guys are amazing, and it's awesome. So thanks for letting me be a part of it.
Of course. Awesome.
We're lucky to have you along for the ride this morning, bumpy as it may be at times.
So good.
All right, everyone out there, have a safe week. We will see you again next Sunday for more shenanigans.
Te amo el
Sergio. That's right.
Ciao.
Ciao. All right. Bye, everyone.